It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta. This week, the politics of wildlife.
Wildlife management, that is. Sorry, too boring? Wow. How about this then? Shooting wolves.
That gets people worked up.
In fact, groups are gathering signatures right now to put a referendum on next year's ballot. They want to reverse the new state law that could clear the way for a wolf hunting season in the UP.
We should point out this does not create a wolf hunting season. It makes the wolf a game mammal and allows the Michigan Natural Resources Commission to declare a wolf hunting season if it sees a need.
Right. And opponents say it's too soon, that the gray wolf just came off the endangered species list just last year. But there have been some problems with wolves moving into people territory, chasing pets, getting into trash.
Being wolfish up there in the Upper Peninsula. But seriously, 8 wolves were shot last year in Iron Mountain by wildlife officials.
And this has become a point of contention between Indian tribes in Michigan and the state.
A wolf hunting season, that is.
Right. And the tribes see the wolf as sacred. Here's Aaron Payment of the Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewas.
In our tradition, in our culture, we believe that the wolf is our brother. And I don't mean this to sound very mystical, but in our longstanding tradition, we believe that what happens to the wolf eventually happens to us.
They, the opponents of this law, want to get this wrapped up by late March and approved for the ballot. If and when that happens, the law is suspended until voters deliver their verdict. That's the way that it's laid out in the Michigan Constitution. No chance for a wolf season in 2013 or 2014.
So they're gathering signatures, but of course that doesn't mean they'll get enough. Plenty of petition drives simply fizzle.
That's very true. And opponents of the wolf hunting law, the Humane Society, the ASPCA, American Indian Tribes, they need to get more than 122,000 signatures of registered voters to qualify for the ballot. They'll want a healthy cushion, too, to make up for signatures that get tossed for technical reasons. But I think they'll pull it off.
Do tell.
Well, a couple of reasons. The Humane Society alone has more than 400,000 names on its contact list in Michigan. That's people who have at some point supported the group with a donation. It will take just a fraction of those to get enough names. And also, the Humane Society has done this before.
Right. There was the 2006 referendum that toppled the mourning dove hunt. So, you know, recent history tells us this group has the wherewithal to pull it off.
One of the things we've talked about here before is the ripple effect of ballot questions. So this begs the question of how a wolf hunting proposal might affect one particular group's efforts to pursue and capture that most elusive prey.
You mean man?
I mean majority.
Right. We know that ballot questions, especially super highly charged emotional ones, can draw out otherwise reluctant voters.
Mm-hmm. And the effect will be different in different parts of the state. I predict Republicans will almost monolithically support the law. Opposing the wolf hunt, though, will be a great position for a Democrat from Ann Arbor, but not so much a Democrat from West Branch up north.
Look for Republicans and Democrats probably north of, say, Clare to distance themselves from the anti-wolf hunting effort.
That's right. I think it's safe to say that in northern Michigan, hunting rights, pro-wolf hunting, will be the popular position. Downstate, it will be more of a mixed bag.
And that's a source of frustration for Tom Casperson. He's the state senator who sponsored the wolf hunting law.
Republican from the western UP, where the wolves are. And he thinks it's a little unfair that this question, if and when it makes it to the ballot, will be decided really in southeast Michigan, where 2/3 of the state's voters are.
And where the wolves aren't. So he's got an idea that he thinks might change some minds.
I'd be willing to support loading them up and bring them down to these regions where these people are coming from that are saying we need to have more wolves.
Ship the wolves to Detroit. See how they like them in the Kensington Metro Park.
Oh, who's afraid of the Big Bad?
Oh, don't.
Yeah, D5, the Big Bad Wolf, the Big Bad Wolf. Yeah.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.
Long ago, there were three little pigs, little hats and piggy wigs.
for the big bad wolf, the very bad big bad wolf. They didn't give three figs. Number one, many like to play, so we built this house of hate. With a hate toot toot, and he blew on his flute, and he played around all day. Now let's ride.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf?